We asked for 6 years, 2009 to the end of 2014, and we found very simply top line findings that 827 people were shot by police, which is roughly one every 2.5 days. On top of that, about 40% of people shot by police were black, which was interesting to us because African Americans make up about 16 or 17% of the Florida population. So that seems disproportionate.
Still, that's not a surprise, is it? Because you see all these cases out there. A lot of times it's black people who get shot, right?
It's sort of confirmation of, I think, what many people had a hunch about. And that's what I think is so important about this project. We would see things like the Michael Brown shooting, the Philando Castile shooting, the Rodney Mitchell shooting in Sarasota, and people react and protest and fill the streets. But nobody until now has really been able to say how racially skewed these numbers are. So that was a mission, to be able to bring numbers for the very first time to this issue that we're all dealing with, what seems like on a weekly basis now.
Now, there's more than numbers, right? There's a human face behind each of these numbers. Anything in particular that stands out?
Yeah, we went around the state talking to a lot of people who were directly affected by police violence. And I think the interesting thing to me, and sort of the chorus of all these voices, was hearing how that grief really never subsides. I think if you lose a family member to a car accident or even something as horrible as cancer, there is a natural coping mechanism. If you lose a family member, a son or a daughter, to police violence, almost always our numbers show that the police are never charged with a crime, and they get their gun back and they get their badge back and they go back to work in a position of authority in the community. And so that's a hard thing a lot of these people told us to cope with.
Do you believe that by shining a light on this, that maybe this pattern will change, some kind of justice will come to at least some of these people?
At its very core, we wanted this project to tally the numbers for the first time in Florida, to be able to say, here's how many people were shot by police. And then beyond that, we wanted to do some analysis to see the sorts of situations where it's common for police to fire shots. And so what we've done is analyzed all this data. We sucked each and every report for all we could learn about the situation. Did it involve a SWAT team? Did it involve a traffic stop? Did it involve an undercover drug deal? And so what this project does is highlights those cases where violence seems not extraordinary, but like something that happens very frequently.
And a lot of these stops where people actually got killed, they were unarmed, right?
Sure enough, it's a pretty regular occurrence that a police officer will position his or herself in front of a vehicle during a traffic stop, which many police administrators say you should never do. You're putting yourself in harm's way. And then they'll wind up firing through the windshield of the vehicle and making the claim that the car lurched forward and they were in fear for their life. And so therefore, the shooting is justified. That we saw that quite a few times.
So one possible solution here is better police training. I believe you spoke to the police chief in Daytona Beach.
Yeah, he was a police chief when we were talking to him. He's now the sheriff of Volusia County, and his name is Mike Chitwood. And Mike had a long career in Philadelphia and brought some really kind of new and interesting ideas to police administration in Daytona Beach, which, by the way, is this very raucous, rowdy place, what with Bike Week and Spring Break and NASCAR and things like that. And Chitwood has some sort of simple ideas. You know, he decided the guys were spending way too much time training with handguns in the range. He was going to start training them in communication skills. How do we talk to people better? He said the number one complaint against police is that they're rude. So these like simple policies designed around preserving the sanctity of human life have worked well for him.
Let's hear a soundbite from Chief Chitwood. He spoke to Radiolab. This is part of the Radiolab podcast.
In all my years in policing, I would like to sit here and be naive and tell you that we don't shoot unarmed people. As a 28-year practitioner of law enforcement, a second-generation cop, I'm appalled at what I see on those videos. I cannot believe that my profession, in some cases, is that out of control.
Pretty heavy words, isn't it?
It sure is. And Chitwood belongs to an organization called PERF, the Police Executive Research Forum. And PERF, a couple of years ago, took a hard look at police shootings and some of the trends and designed a series of policies to try to reduce the number of needless deaths. And I think it's interesting that the executive director of PERF calls these shootings lawful but awful. And in other words, the police are justified in using deadly force, but could have taken steps leading up to the use of deadly force that wouldn't have put themselves in harm's way.
Is there one thing you'd like to see come out as a result of all this work?
Because this is such a divisive issue, I would like to see people lower their guards, read the story with an open mind, don't have knee-jerk reactions. You know, this is a long and complicated story, but I went into it with a clean and open mind. I went into it with some very basic questions. How many people got shot by police in 6 years' time? And then, is there a way to do this less violently? And it turns out there is, and I think we get very close to some really solid answers to that question.
Ben Montgomery, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Steve. Glad to be here.